You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
My mind.
Lord, keep
me. Help somebody along the way. I got some friends on, on. If they were here today, they'd tell you she's the sweet. Madam Edna Coleman Cook, if she was here, she said Jesus been sweet to me. If Sam Cooke was here, he'd tell you Jesus been sweet to me. That cup of nightingales gone on. David Edmondson, Herbert Robinson, if they were here today, they said Jesus is sweet. Since they are not here, I believe I speak for Jesus, sweeter, sweeter. Time, boy, Jesus, sweeter. Oh, Jesus, sweeter.
Here we go, the brown boys. We told you before that we want a love like that. Search all over, but there's no love compared to the love that Jesus showed us. No greater love. So glad that we found it all in you. Joe, you don't mind helping right here. Listen.
I've been searching for a long time for a love that is real. Not a moody love or even a sometimes love, but a love I can feel.
16 minutes after the hour. Very pleasant, good Thursday morning to you. It is Thursday, and it is April the 11th, 2024. We're going to be right here with you with some of the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and it's all just for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful Thursday morning, and you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com or join us on our Facebook channel page. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network, as well as call in and listen with your mobile phone. That number, 563-999-3020. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music on this Thursday morning. To God be the glory.
We would like to feature another member of the group at this time, and it's our tenor singer, Brother Beachy Thompson. Beachy will take us back to the biblical days when Jesus took two little fish and five loaves of bread. The Bible says he fed 5,000. Give Beachy a hand.
alone.
And leave the sinful world down here below.
Well,
drop down Jesus from up above.
Down.
Take us all with you, wrap us in your love.
In your
no more storms and no more rain.
No more rain.
No more tears and no more pain. Come for your people, dear Lord, I pray.
Well, I pray.
Start praising him because he's
My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus.
I'm gonna get a high.
15 minutes before the top of the hour, and that's a 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're catching the wave with the Anointed One, my pleasure. Once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. You're number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Look, it's a great day to be alive, and here in North Carolina, the weather man is speaking of chance of showers and a little bit of heavy rain later this afternoon. So if you're going to get out, be sure to carry your umbrella with you or your rain gear, whatever you would like to take to keep from getting wet. Now, if you don't mind getting wet, then don't even worry about it. Huh? Let the rain fall. Okay. Look, again, it's our pleasure to bring to you some of the old, the new, and it's all just for you. Quartet and contemporary gospel music right here all day today to 8 o'clock p.m. You don't want to miss it. Stay right here. And later today at 12:30 p.m., it's 30 minutes power of prayer. And we have our prayer warriors coming forth 4 days a week right here, coming forth praying and interceding for you and this nation. And today, every Thursday, it's our prayer warrior. It's Reverend Francis coming forth interceding for you today at 12:30 p.m. So tune in live at 12:30 for our prayer warrior on Thursday, Reverend Francis, right here from the NFI studios. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music coming up. 9:30 this morning is General Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave.
You can't help me. Please.
brag on God for a minute. Yeah, nobody's been better to us than God. Put your hands on it, yeah.
Everybody move! Yes!
recipes in the yes and victory.
I feel the move. Do you know Jesus? Can he make a way out of no way? Do you know that he can turn your midnight into day? He's done everything. Even changed water into wine. He's made a cripple walk. Even gave sight to the blind. Just when you think that he won't come, he shows up right on time. He step right on in when you're down to your last dime. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. Time and time again, you wanna call on your friends. When you need them around, they always let you down. He'll carry your load when your burden seems so heavy. He'll stand by your side when everybody else done let you down. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way for you. He'll make a way.
He'll make a way.
I know he will.
He'll make a way for you.
He'll make a way.
He'll make a way. He'll make a way for you.
Do you know him? Know Jesus?
He'll make a way for you.
Can he make a way out of no way? Do you know that he can?
He'll make
turn your midnight into day. He'll carry your load.
He'll make a way
when your burden seems so heavy. He'll stand by your side. Everybody else done let you down. Do you know him? Do you know him? He'll make a way. Do you know him? He'll step right on in.
He'll
step right on in when you're down to your last time. When you're
Thank you. want to let you know, whatever God promised you, it's going to come to the pass. Just hold on, listen.
Minutes after the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Thursday morning. To God be the glory for the things God's doing and what he's about to do. And thank all of you again for catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. And you can join us right here 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website at nfiradio.com, or you can join us on our Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can call in with your mobile phone and carry us anywhere with you in the world. Simply dial 563-999-3020. That number again, 563-999-3020. Want you to stay right where you are. Coming up, the bottom of the hour is General Overseer Eli Radcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. That's at 9:30 a.m. this morning, and a little later at 12:30 p.m. today, live. It's our NFI prayer warrior on Prayer Warrior Reverend Francis, who will be coming for interceding for you and this nation at 12:30 p.m. today. So join her at 12:30, our intercessory prayer warrior on Thursdays, Reverend Francis, and you don't want to miss her as she come forth praying for you and this nation. And a little later today at 1 o'clock p.m., it's Pastor Gladys Smith, along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina, coming forth with the Word of God a little later today at 1 o'clock p.m. All that and more right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Catch the wave.
I want you to go to Jesus before it gets too late. Now you can run around, my brother, and do all kind of things and laugh about the good times you've had. Oh, but there'll come a day that
Yeah. problem, but it was already done. He cared. Holiness Church, NSI, radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliffe.
You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. So amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. So amazing. You caused the sun and moon to shine. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine.
In all of you, amazed at the things you do. Somebody say you're holy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain for me. See, I could cross the low and find no one. Say, you're amazed. You're amazed. Say, no one compares. Can no one even come close to you, Jesus? Can nobody hold me like you can?
At this time, I present to you none other than our overseeing pastor, our leader, Pastor William Eli Billy Ratcliffe. Hear him for his praise and his grace and his ability. Amen.
Come on, let everybody say hallelujah. Well, I believe Elder Hunter was just talking about praise. Come on, how many of you brought some praise this morning? Come on, tell your neighbor, don't stop now. Come on, let everything that have breath do what? We will bless the Lord here. And his praise shall continually be well. Come on with your whole life. Glory to God. Come on, you feel good this morning. You might not be 100%, but that percent that you do have, God, you was able to make it here this morning. Might not be 100, but that's all right. Whatever percent you've got, God brought you here and tell somebody, I'm still alive. That goes along with my praise. You're still alive. God inhabits the praises of his people, and I know heaven is rejoicing this morning because we sent up some praise towards a new city called New Jerusalem. Come on, tell God thank you. This morning, I would like to read the text, and it comes from St. John, the 20th chapter. And we're going to read in your hearing, and 28th verse. Those of you that are able, I ask you to stand as we read from God's holy, sacred, and divine word. And it reads on this wise. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. I'm reading from the NIV, I think, but we'll read the one that the sound room has on the screen, all of you God's word. Verse 27. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold thy hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Come on, let somebody say, my Lord and my God. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Lead me, guide me, and direct me as we speak from this text. Bring about illumination, inspiration, and proper interpretation. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. I'd like to speak to you this morning from this text. Just one touch. That's all it took. Please ask to me. Just one touch. That's all it took. Now, I know that there's an R&B song that says that it was a hit single back there around 1963 that said, just one look. That's all it took. I'm not going to ask who knows about that. But that's not what I'm talking about this morning. I said, just one touch. That's all it took. Here in the text, you can clearly see that Thomas ran his mouth in front of everybody. When I say everybody, I'm talking about the disciples that had fear. And this was after Jesus' death and resurrection, and the disciples were all together hiding in one house. And here in the text, we find where Thomas is running his mouth to everybody, and they told him unless he saw Jesus, he wouldn't believe. And 8 days later, he realized he had to realize a different set of circumstances. Oh, how times and things can change in the matter of days. It was a week in one day. He ran his mouth. But, and that kind of reminds me of the Duke fans. The Duke fans and the Carolina fans who ran their mouth, including myself, about NC State, only to find out that 8 days later, the NC State would be on a path that led them to the Final Four, a place where there's prestigious that a lot of teams try to make it to. And, you know, that was an unbelievable run that they made. Not only did the men do it, but miraculously the women did it too. So I hear the sound room back there. That's a State fan back there, and they're doing that. That was a praise note back there. but you know, I have to admit, and this year, that if somebody had told you that that would happen, you would say, I have to believe it, see it to believe it. Am I right about it? And after it happened, a whole lot of people had to experience that proverbial saying that, and we had to eat a whole lot of crow, including myself again. But, and the Bible said, confession is good for the soul. Isn't that right, Elder Holler? But however, in this text, Thomas did not have to eat crow. Thomas did not have to eat his words. But Thomas did have to act on his own words and own up to his words, because he had said, in the English Standard Version, emphatically says it even more so in detail. It translated him as saying to the other disciples while they were there hiding, he wasn't there when Jesus had shown himself to the disciples the first time. He wasn't there. But when he was there, and when the disciples told him that Jesus had been there, that's when he ran his mouth, and he said, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nail and place my finger into the mark of the nail and place my hand in his side, he said, I will never. Let me hear you say never. He said, I will never believe. That's what he said. So my first point is, sometimes we have to see it to believe it. Even during that NC State, who had that losing streak. And like I said, if some had prophesied that they would do all that, people wouldn't believe it. Some were even calling for the coach to be fired. Can I get a witness? And it was during the hard times. You know, when we are going through, it's no telling what we might say. It's no telling how we may vent. And when we become faithless and lose hope, we just think that everything is going to remain the same all the time. But how many of you know we serve our own time, God? Come on, can I get a witness? And when people say, sometime when they say definitely no, God, the God that we serve, can divinely say yes. Oh, can I get a witness? And my second point is, when God shows up, you can expect a miracle. Come on, tell somebody near you, when God shows up, you can expect a miracle. Now, whether you expect it or not, God is able to do it. Sometimes we have to be like the three Hebrew boys. We have to have that if not this kind of faith, meaning that if God does not, I still believe and know that he can. But when God shows up, we can expect the miracle. You see, church, we have never seen him when he was visible on this earth, but we have seen his works. Can I get a witness? We have seen his power. We just witnessed that just a few minutes ago. Am I right about it? We have seen and felt his love. John wrote that we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we do know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And see, in seeing the resurrected Jesus, Thomas clearly and truly then saw Jesus in another and new dimension. He saw him both as the Lord that he knew, and then he saw him as the God who had raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe with spiritual enthusiasm, he assuredly stated that fact that Jesus was, Jesus is, and Jesus will continue to be the resurrection and the life. He found out something 8 days later. But he did what he did. He had acted his word, as we find out. He was not that doubting Thomas that people try to label. He just asked a question and he found out and asked something that a lot of other people wanted to ask. But he just spoke from his heart. But when he saw Jesus, something touched him and he spoke truly from his heart again. That's when he said, my Lord, that I've been with, that I supped with, my Lord, that I traveled with, my Lord, that I've been in the boats with, my Lord, that I've been in the mountains with, my Lord, but now you are my God. You are more than what I witnessed here. You are more than there, because where I was, we know that they hung you on the cross. We know that they buried you. We know that they put you in the tomb. You showing up now, God is a miracle. He's a miracle-working God. You're not just my Lord. You are my God. Oh, we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. But sometimes something has to happen for us to really see God. Can I get a witness? Is there anybody here that's experiencing something that you thought was not possible? People are trying to tell you that you'll never amount to anything. But you didn't stay there, right? Look at you now. They could have talked about you 8 years ago, 8 months ago. It could have even been 8 days ago. It doesn't matter. It could be 8 hours ago. But let me tell you something. If you make up in your mind, my Lord, my God, let me tell you something can happen that you never expected. Can you say yeah? See, God shows up. God showed up unexpectedly. And when he does, sometimes people will find themselves living in new places, driving new and different cars and healed of all kind of sicknesses and illness and ailments. And we learn that, still learning as our faith grows, that the things that are impossible with man, they are possible with God. Does anybody here have a testimony? Is there anybody here that know that God can turn your midnight, into midday? Yeah. Is there anybody here that can turn your downside to your upside? Let me hear you say yeah. Is there anybody here that know that God can turn a drug addict into a church addict? Can you say yeah? God can turn a drunk into a deacon. Can you say yeah? He can turn a pimp into a preacher. Can you say yeah? He can turn club divas into earthly angels. Can you say yeah? He can turn hip hoppers into church hoppers. Can you say yeah? Did you see evangelist Wardell hopping in the church? I know he used to hop in the club. He better not do it now. But he can hop in the church. Can you say yeah? He can turn hip hoppers into church hoppers. Can you say yeah? Won't he pick you up? Come on, anybody here, can he ever pick you up? Let me see if anybody can pick you up. Won't he pick you up? Won't he pick you up and turn you around? You can be a church hopper for the Lord. Can you say yeah? God can turn losers into champions. If you believe that, say amen. The good thing about it, he can turn sinners into winners. Tell somebody, my God can turn sinners into winners. Whosoever you are, whosoever. I was a whosoever. But didn't he turn us from sinners into winners? Yeah, my last point here, just one touch, that's all it took. That's just one touch, that's all it took. When Thomas touched Jesus, Jesus in turn touched him. See, it's impossible to come in contact with Jesus and get that close. It's impossible to come in contact even when you touch him and you not feel his touch. It's just like the lady that had the issue of blood. When she touched Jesus, Jesus knew that she touched him because he felt the virtue, he felt the healing going out of his body to somewhere else. That's why he said, who touch me? It's impossible to touch Jesus and he not touch you back. Can you say yeah? The Bible said that he touched Peter's wife's mother and he, on the hand, and healed her from a fever. In the Bible, he touched two blind men and gave them their sight. He touched the ears and tongue of a deaf mute and gave him his hearing and gave him his speech. He even touched a leper and made him clean. Can you say, yeah, the God that we serve, he can touch eyes, he can touch tongue, and even when we have issues, it may not be issues of blood, but it can be issues of jealousy. It can be envy. It can be issues of envy and strife. It can be issues of stubbornness. It can be whatever kind of issue you got. God can touch him, and he can change it. Why? Because he's not just our Lord. He's our God. He can do anything but fail. If anybody got a testimony, anybody can say that he touched me. Anybody got that testimony? I had a song that I wanted the sound room to play. There's a woman that had a testimony, and she put it in a song. How many of you know that God touched you? And people, you can tell people you don't know when. It was just like with Thomas. You could say you don't know when, you don't know where, because you wasn't there. But he touched me. He touched me and made me whole. I don't remember no when you might have got whole, but I never forget. I never forget when he touched me. I'll never forget when I reached out to the Lord and he felt my presence. He saw my faith. He heard my cry. And he touched me back. And ever since, I've been running for Jesus a long time. And I'm not tired yet. How many of you been running? Come on, tell somebody I'm going to keep on running. Talk about me, but I'm keep on. May not like me, but I'm going to keep on. It doesn't matter where somebody like it or not. Some people don't like themselves. All you got to do is look at them. They don't like themselves. Misery loves company. But when you know the Lord, when you know Jesus, he can turn things around. Can turn our sadness to gladness. I know sometimes we all have burdens and we have problems, but he said his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Can I get a witness? If you have a testimony, tell people your testimony. Let them know. That can help them. Somebody else needs to know that God touched you. He touched Trish D. McKeithen, because I know the McKeithen I knew from long ago, he sure have been running the aisle. He might have been running the streets like me and some of these other men in here, not just him. But ain't it good to know that you can run the aisle? Don't be ashamed of what the Lord has done for you. If you got a testimony, tell your testimony. Whatever your testimony is, don't be ashamed.
Cold supply of hell.
Don't be ashamed. Stand to your feet.
Burden.
Glory to God. The Lord.
I'm
going to ask you to get one today.
I was beneath the load of sin.
That
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, #, Lincoln Park, CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
God, that's my shepherd, my protector, that's my king, that's my rock, that's my anchor.
NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry?
Amen.
I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry?
Right.
Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
Right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
That's right.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Wonderful.
Jesus says unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me, you that's the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite,
amen,
the Freemasonry and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same,
the
is,
same become, is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We're talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen,
according to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the craft and the art how I'm even initiated.
That's right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vows I agreed to have. I believe my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says that he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right. That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
There was a woman with an issue of blood, and she knew if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. And I'm telling you right now, if you get close to Jesus, you get connected to the greatest power of all. Listen to this.
This is the greatest power.
You're in the greatest.
You're in the greatest power. In spite of what your life encounters. This is the greatest power.
Come on, open your mouth and declare it now.
This is the greatest power. You're in the greatest power.
In spite
of what your life encounters.
I know what it looks like, but listen.
This is the greatest power.
God, you're so faithful.
Even in the hard days.
Even when I couldn't sleep at
when
night.
I couldn't sleep at night.
You were right there with me, God.
Right there with me always.
You wiped every tear.
Wiped every tear I cried.
You declared in your word.
One thing that never fails. It always gets better.
Ooh.
What thing? God said, Creflo, though the pain you feel, even though the hurt you experience, even the lack from the pandemic, even when inflation's trying to take your money, I need you to declare with me, it's getting better. God promised never to leave you nor forsake you. It's going to get better. Whatever you need is here. It's right here. It's right now. I can't do it by myself.
We cannot make it without
the great,
the great
power.
It's here
right now.
Right now.
It's here right now.
The great,
the great
power. It's here right now.
Thank you for your presence.
We are standing.
We are standing.
In the greatest
power.
In the greatest power of all. Tell them I'm blessed because I'm surrounded by the greatest power.
But finally I understand
that without you, I'm only half a man. And now that I'm with you, I'll never let go of your hand. 'Cause without you, I'm only half a man. I can climb the highest hill. I can negotiate the biggest deal. But if I fail to do your will, I'm only half a man. When many people call my name, but without you, I'm only half a man. It's so nice to be gifted, but a gift in itself will not stand without. I'm only half a man. I can climb the highest hill. I can negotiate the biggest deal. But if I fail to do your will, I'm only half a man.
He's made a way, I don't know where. But I look back over my life and I see where God has brought me from. I can remember the time that I was in such a mess and God had to take me out of what I was in. God had to move some things that I love in my life. He had to take me to a place that there was no one around but God, so that I would know that it is me. He had done this. And God had to take me. He had to take me and mold me. And when I come up, I shall come from the Lord. And God has saved. Not man. That's why I know that it will be a God. And if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be here today. That's why I know that he loves me so. I want the world.
Came in and keep it in the name I can call on. Nobody else. Nobody else. Nobody else. You are holy, holy. Nobody else. Nobody else. Nobody else. You are holy.
Can we lift it up a little bit more?
Church to know tonight I'm not gonna turn around. I've been on this journey for 36 years. And I'm not tired yet. In fact, we're gonna sing a song in a few minutes that said I don't feel no ways tired. But every time somebody asks me and say, what you gonna do after 36 years? Where are you going from here? You know what I tell them? I believe I run on.
See what the end is gonna be.
Believe I run on.
See what the end is gonna be.
I'm gonna run on.
See what the end is gonna be.
I got to run on.
See what the end is gonna be.
I'm gonna run on, y'all.
See what the end is gonna be.
I got to run on.
See what the end is gonna be.
You know why?
John.
Sometimes should have turned. Feel like every time I turn to my right side, I find trouble, confusion, misunderstanding. It's already on my right side. And then I turn to my left side, find out somebody's sick, somebody's in the hospital, somebody's done passed and gone on. And every time I look, I see healed, healed, and more healed, and more healed. I wanna just fold my arms, sit down somewhere and just moan. But then when I began to take inventory of my life, turn around and look back, and I see all the hills, I see all the mountains, I see all the valleys. God has already brought me over, and that makes me know, that makes me know. That makes me know. So I sit away.
No matter what you're going through, just know everything is gonna be alright. I've got a feeling everything is gonna be alright.
The Bible says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So many of our Christians today, if they would admit it, they will tell you that Satan has stolen at least one thing or the other from you. You may even know of someone that used to come to church and sang their favorite song. But for some reason or another, they don't sing it anymore. I would suggest to you that Satan has come in and stolen away their song. You may know of someone that used to shout and dance all over the church. No longer do they shout and dance anymore. Well, I would suggest to you that Satan has come in, stolen away their shout, their dance, and maybe even their joy. But I want somebody that's under the sound of my voice here today, somebody that has experienced the thievery of Satan, I want you to know that I'm serving notice on the devil here today, that we're on our way down to his camp, and when we get down there, we're not coming back to take one or two things. We're not coming back to take some of the things, but I want Satan to know that when we get down there, we're coming back to take everything that is stole from us. I'm taking back,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song,
my
name,
my joy,
my peace.
I'm taking back,
I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song,
my
name,
my
joy,
and
my peace. I'm taking back,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Look, one day old King David came home to his city called Ziklag. While he was gone, the enemy came in, stole everything that he had. But David encouraged himself, and the Lord made up in his mind. He said, I'm going down to the enemy's camp, taking back what's rightfully mine. David said,
I'm taking back everything.
I want to know something. Does anybody feel like David?
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song,
my
dance, my joy, and my peace. I'm taking back,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Look at here. Now we all know that Satan only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I must admit, there have been times when he's taken away my joy. But I'm serving notice on the devil today. His kingdom is under attack, and I'm on my way down to his camp, and I'm taking my property back. Devil,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my soul, so I can dance,
my
joy, so I can have some peace. I'm taking it back,
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 I'm taking it back.
Yes, I'm taking it back,
I'm taking
but
it
first
back.
You wanna make me a list,
I'm taking it
of
back
everything that is stole from
I'm
me.
Taking it
then
back.
I'm gonna take a little trip,
I'm taking it
down
back
to the enemy's camp, and
I'm
I wanna know something.
Back.
Does anybody wanna go?
I'm taking it.
Anybody wanna go with me?
I'm taking it
down
back
to the enemy's camp. I'm gonna walk right in.
I'm taking it back.
Look him dead in the eye.
I'm taking it back.
Said I'm gonna walk right in.
I'm taking it back.
Look him dead in the eye.
I'm taking it
back. Satan, give me back my joy.
I'm taking it back.
Or give me back my peace.
I'm taking it back.
Or give me back my money.
I'm taking it back.
Give me back my house.
I'm taking it back.
Give me back my spouse. You tried to take away. Joy of the Lord,
I'm taking
he's my strength.
I'm taking it back.
give me back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me.
Mama told me that they were singing some songs and somebody way across the field would understand what they were singing way over here. And Mama would sing something like this. Come on in the room,
my Lord.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on
in the room.
I know Jesus. Y'all don't like that because it ain't got nothing to it. Yes, sir. Can I get a witness? I wish I had a witness here tonight. And this is it. Come on, oh, in the room.
My Lord, come on, in the room.
Hello, Jesus, he is. I wish I had a witness. Yes, sir. Can I get just one? Lord, Lord, have mercy. Did she say something like this? Peace in the room.
My Lord, there's peace in the room.
I know Jesus. Here, my daughter. And then she says something like this. Joy, 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 joy in the room.
Man. I know.
Joy. Ooh, Lord. Cause I know Jesus.
Jesus.
He is
my doctor.
Yes, sir. Can I get, if I had a witness, I'd sing another verse. Can I get a witness? Listen here. In the room.
I know
oh, hello, I know Jesus. He is
my.
Yes, sir. Can I get a witness? Now I'm going to show you what Mama say how they used to do it. Can I get a witness at the night church? Won't God be a doctor in the room? Won't God be a miracle worker in the room? I don't know about you, but have you ever been burdened down? Won't God lift your heavy burden? Won't God be a doctor? Won't God be a doctor?
Sad at the judgment, down at the judgment bar. Gonna be sad. measured me down. Rena said that. The reason I said that.